It's not a podcast.
It's a Garcast.
And this is the world according to Gar.
Hello and welcome to the world according to Gar. You are listening to Garcast episode number 255. I am Gar, and with me as always is the Garfather.
Gar, I am coming to you live from under the house in Montauk. I'm activating the hot water heater, checking for leaks.
Is that a Mike Francesa shirt or something?
That is a Mike Francesa shirt.
Oh my god.
I didn't wear my nicest clothing.
Yeah.
Didn't wear my nicest clothing to crawl around in the dirt, you know what I'm saying?
Where did you get the Michael Francesa shirt?
Oh, my good friend Dennis McKeever got it to me as a gift.
Did you used to like him when he was Mike and the Mad Dog?
Of course, but it was more of a joke gift.
He got pretty annoying as time went on, didn't he? Like, he thought he was...
Oh, yeah.
I felt like he was one of these guys that thought he was suddenly like a super celebrity, and he really was just a radio guy in New York, right?
Totally. Well stated.
Thank you. Mad Dog did well. He's up on ESPN now. He's doing all this other stuff.
Yeah, Mike's still doing his thing, like, online. They play clips of him all the time.
Yeah, he retired from The Fan, right?
But then he came back, and then he retired again.
Dude, it looks like a nightmare getting out of there. Are you okay? Like, massive climbing.
Look at the massive house they're building next to us.
Holy mackerel. Did that block the view of the water?
No, hold on. Let me give you a little. So looking in front, we still have our view.
Oh, okay, good. Right? Is that where the bees were? Over there, to the right?
Yeah, here's our two houses. But then you turn around. Boom.
Whoa. You know what? Still better than what I have to look at when I look out my window.
I mean, it's well under construction, so it'll be, once it's done, I'm sure they're going to put a hedge up and a wall and all that shit.
Nice.
But we own all this land down here.
Oh.
But anyway.
Great stuff. Well, I'd like to introduce our special guest this week. Not in the car, from his home office, it's Dan Bob.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me. I didn't want to be on the road. I didn't want to miss the show, so we moved to our whole trip.
Aw. I don't believe you, but that's so sweet.
Or was Virginia Tech's graduation canceled like every other college?
Definitely not.
Canceled. We're actually, I'm pre-dehydrating right now. We are going to make the trip in two legs. Colleen wanted to work today, so we're going to go halfway tonight, then get there tomorrow morning because she wanted to vacuum the Airbnb before everybody gets there. She wants to do a better job than the Airbnb
hosts. So you're bringing your vacuum with you?
I would imagine.
Don't let her tell Christine about this. She might start bringing the vacuum when we go to hotels. She's crazy. She might be crazier than Christine.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I did an Airbnb already for Ohio State next year, and she does not like Airbnbs because she's like, well, they could be dirty, they could be messy. I don't want to stay in somebody else's house, and I'm like, who cares? Like, it's any worse than the hotel. Like, they don't even wash the comforter, probably.
Agreed.
So, I don't know. Interesting.
The person's, it's an individual. They're accountable for it. Their name is on
it.
For sure, there's a chance of a bad experience, but I think you got a lot of things in your favor.
I bet you don't have any garbage cans with garbage in them.
Garbage cans. From the top of
that's
the
a beautiful piece of
it.
Property.
So right? Nice. So nice.
That is just beautiful.
Very foggy. Anyway.
Oh, is it? I guess it is foggy out there. Did you guys get the storms too?
Not on the way out. We did okay. We had a little thunder and rain in Floral Park before we left, but we had a smooth ride out.
Okay. It's always weird hearing that first kind of like thunderclap of the year. You're like, ooh, I think we get into thunderstorm.
So, Gar, when are you leaving? Tomorrow?
So I will leave tomorrow morning. You know, I'll probably set my alarm, my typical. I'll set my alarm for 4. I'll kick everybody. Try to get out of the house. I'll hope to get out by 4:30, plan for 4:45, I'm very anal about getting out in a timely fashion, especially in the morning. I want to beat the traffic. I don't want to deal with any of the New York traffic if I don't have to. So
important.
And when they whine, I'm like, you're just going to sleep in the car. Grab your blanket, grab your pillow,
your
and let's go.
Like a bad tonight. Dream, go back to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, right. Absolutely. So that is the plan. We're going to do a JMU stop on the way down, show Maria JMU. It's one of the schools she's interested in. So we will make this a stop. And my mom is going down with Roger. They're leaving separate, but probably a very similar time. We were just talking about bringing stuff down so that we can bring stuff back up.
Yeah, do you need ratchet straps or anything?
So my mom is bringing her pickup truck and said if Nick has anything, he could put it in the pickup truck. We'll bring it back up. But
yeah,
Nick asked me to ask
you if you needed ratchet straps so that when you load the trailer, things don't sway around and that you could take our dresser home.
Your dresser or mine?
Mine.
Okay. Nick told me he's really bringing nothing back.
So Matt said to me, you know, we have this dresser and he said he didn't feel bad asking you to do it because you had the trailer anyway.
Did Nick ask Matt to ask you?
No. Matt told me he doesn't feel bad asking Nick to take our dresser home because you had the trailer.
Interesting. What's going on down there?
And then he mentioned maybe get, you know, that, you know, to give the ratchet straps and the moving blanket because that Nick has some furniture, too. So you won't be needing the ratchet straps?
I have nothing to bring it back with, so no, I do not.
The moving blankets?
You know what? If he's got furniture, Nick, it's staying there. I'm either putting it in the garbage by the dumpster or... And I don't believe Nick is coming back with us on Sunday. I think he might be staying a little longer. I think Matt is probably right. He's probably got more rowing.
Yeah, he rows the whole next week, and then we go see him in Oak Ridge, Tennessee for his crew graduation.
I don't have a full itinerary from Nick, but when we asked him a couple weeks ago, he said he probably would not come back up here on Sunday.
So we're either going to have to make other arrangements for the dresser.
Sounds like it.
Or sell it.
Leave it by the dumpster.
Is that the end of the world?
No ratchet straps and no moving blanket.
I didn't even know what furniture we got, Nick. Like, I remember we bought him...
Well, we took something down. When I had the trailer and I moved him in, I took something down.
Might have been a hand-me-down. I don't even remember. I know I bought him a computer desk once, and we bought him a bed and a frame. And none of that. I'm not bringing the bed back. We're not bringing the frame back. He'll get a new bed when he gets here. And we move on. He thought he'd be able to sell it to the next people moving in, too. I have no idea. Give it to Mason. Mason can take it all.
No, I'm sure we can. I'm sure we'll give it to somebody. But so, it's good to know that I planned in advance. I won't have to carry stuff down there.
Where are you staying this evening?
I don't know yet. The world is my oyster.
You did not book a hotel?
Leaving, like, right in the heart of traffic.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Right in. Like, boom. If you could say the very worst time to leave, when would you say?
4 o'clock.
That's when we're leaving. 4 o'clock.
That's the worst.
It's the worst. So I'm probably going to get just over the bridge by
6:30.
Like 7.
6:30, 7 o'clock. You probably end up on GW. Right? It'd probably take you to the Cross Bronx, to the GW. Even when you get over the GW, it's going to be a disaster over there.
I'm thinking if I can hit Pennsylvania and grab a hotel so that all I have is the mindless ride in the morning, that's the way I'm going to hit it.
It's sad. Sorry about that.
It's awful. It's awful. And then everybody else is flying in.
Did you even argue that decision?
Well, I mean, the other option is to wait till. So I do want to get there early on Thursday. So I think getting there early on Thursday is going to be difficult unless we leave today.
How early do you need to? Like, I mean, if you left at 4 o'clock, you could potentially be there by like 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get there at like 10.
He's so casual about his arrival, he's even stopping at another college to tour it. this guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the Airbnb and the welcome package for the 80-year-old.
All right, so how many hours does it take to get there?
It's a 10-hour drive.
7 to 10 hours, right?
7 to 10? No, but if you leave at 4 in the morning, I'm saying.
I mean, we're stopping, seven? But it'd probably be about 8 hours.
No, cut out the stops, cut out the colleges. I drive there, one stop to gas, how long does it take?
Probably a good average is about 8, but you hit a lot of traffic sometimes in Virginia and New York, so it really, that's why it's such a wide spectrum of times.
Dude, if I left from Floral Park, I got an hour on you.
Oh yeah, you're in great shape from there. You'd probably get there at 7.
You guys,
you know what?
Out.
Another advantage of Floral Park is the police are very reasonable.
Police?
Very reasonable. Very. They don't shut down fun kids games of residents.
Ugh.
Dude, so the assassin's over. Did you see it?
Yes. Okay, give Garnation an update. People that aren't in the Discord have no idea about assassinations.
All right, I'll give you the quick. So, senior assassin, a traditional game. If you don't know what it is, go on TikTok and put it senior assassin. You'll see lots of funny videos from all over the country. So they have it here in Floral Park. It was $10 a head. 90 kids entered. $900 for first prize. Monday morning, there's one girl running it. You get the name of the person you have to kill with a water gun. Right? You have to shoot them and videotape it for proof with your phone. So Monday was pretty laid back. Ryan was like, oh, I got so-and-so. I don't know who has me, blah, blah, blah. Tuesday, yesterday, we're leaving. I'm leaving to take her to school at 7:45. I'm like, I'm going out first. Let me take a look. I look on one side of the house. I don't see anybody lying in wait. I look at my neighbor's driveway. I go to the other side of the house. There is a young man laying chest with a hat back, water gun. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I go back in the house. I'm like, we have an assassin. I'm like, Ryan, look out the window. We got to identify this guy. She looks down. She's like, it's Ryan Conley. I'm like, oh, shit. It's the quarterback of the varsity football team. Oh. This guy could be good. So I had already given her the action plan if I found somebody outside, which was to, on my mark, go out the back door, through the bushes into the neighbor's backyard to the other street and wait for me, hiding in a driveway. So I keep him a little bit amused. I'm like closing the door halfway. He's standing next to my car now with his gun, like 5 feet from me, but I'm inside. I then look back. I'm talking to Ryan and Reagan. And Reagan cuts through the backyard all the time, so she was assigned to lead Ryan through. So I'm like, all right, hold on a minute, wait. And now I'm like, all right, go now. And I keep talking to him and closing the door and pretending I'm talking to somebody inside, like as if Ryan's there. I do this for like 2 minutes. I'm like, all right, that was enough time. Now I step outside. And I'm like, hey, man, sorry, you didn't get her. Like, I don't know what he's thinking. Is she home? Is she not home? Is she already at school? Like, I just jump in the car.
He also doesn't know. He also doesn't know that you're cool with it.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
You don't know this kid.
Yeah. Now, he didn't just run away when he's like, oh, dad saw me. So now I'm like, all right, man, good luck. See you later. I just jump in the car. I drive away. I go around the block the long way and pick Ryan up. So we get out of that one. Now we leave Reagan there behind because she's got to go to the bus stop. She calls us 5 minutes later. She's like, dad, I was walking to the bus stop and he came running around the block and shot me and said, got you, and dropped his phone. And then I went, I'm not my sister. And he was like, oh, no. They're 6 years apart, but look similar in a swimming sweatshirt. So that was pretty funny. So the whole day goes by yesterday. We're like stressed out. What's his next move going to be? She had work and then swim practice till 8 o'clock. We got word that somebody snitched on her. One of the girls told this kid like where she swims and what time her practices are. So I'm like, he's either going to come to work or he'll be waiting at the house. So before she went to work, I took the Cortland magnet off the car so he wouldn't be able to find it in the Eisenhower Park parking lot. And then I went to soccer. So like 8:15, I pull into the driveway from soccer with Reagan. I park the van, pop the door. She hops out. We start walking in. A black minivan slowly rolls by with two boys in the front looking at us.
It almost sounds like Gretchen's husband's over there.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, they're not at work. They're here. They're watching us. So Ryan calls. She's like, dad, what's the story? I'm like, they're here. She's like, oh my God. I'm like, don't panic. We're going to figure this out. Now I could see a car with headlights on. That was stupid. They should have turned them off. Like there's a cross street near me. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to meet somewhere. I'm going to exit the house. They're going to see me. with Reagan in the van. I'm going to meet you by the Fernwood. And you're going to get in the van. We're going to leave the car there. I'll come back to the Fernwood later and get it. And then we'll pull in the driveway. They'll be like hesitant. Maybe it's not her. You'll jump out and run in the house. She's like, all right, it's a good plan. In the middle of that, she got in some touch with some girls. And they were like, no, let's do something else. And I was like, hey, you know what? Better I'm not involved. Go with your plan. Pretty good plan. She drove to a friend's house near the Fernwood. She asked my permission to have this other girl drive our car. So the other girl, Orla, gets in the driver's seat with my daughter Riley in the passenger seat. Ryan jumps in another girl's car. Orla then pulls into my driveway as if it's Ryan coming home from swimming. Ryan at the same time is in the other car on the block behind us to come through the bushes. I thought it was risky because I thought they may have figured that out already and had him staged back there. But remember, only one guy, even if his friends are there, they're only lookouts. So I pull up. After the girl pulls in the driveway, I pull up because I was out driving around looking. I pull up as this kid is like picking himself up the ground. Apparently, Riley said they pulled in. Orla gets out with her hood up. He comes jumping out of the bushes, shooting at her at my front door. And she's like, it's not Ryan. He falls in my driveway, takes a tumble. Now I pull up. He comes running over. His friends are screaming, she's in the minivan. I pop the door. Reagan's just sitting there laughing at him. And I get out. I'm like, hey, man, sorry. I really had nothing to do with this one. He's like, God damn. He's like, I just laid in the mud in your neighbor's yard under a bush for 45 minutes waiting for her to come home. So now we foiled the star quarterback twice. He is pissed. Now, I did warn Ryan to stop flapping her gums and talking to people. She's on the phone. I hear her talking to her cousin. Like, oh, yeah, I got swim practice tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. You know, I got to leave here at 5:15. You know, he'll never know. Now, maybe some other people know. I hope John didn't rat her out. Because this morning, the alarm goes off. I go check on her. She's like, I'm up. I'm like, okay. She's like, Dad, you're not checking outside. He's not going to be there. I'm like, okay. I'm going back to bed. I'm laying in bed. I had had the windows open because just to get a little breeze. It was a little warm in the house. Didn't want to put the AC on. I hear her unlock the car. I hear her open the front door. And all of a sudden I hear, you're crazy. You're insane. And he's like, I'm sorry. He was out there at 5. It's time stamped. I sent the Instagram post to all of you on the Discord.
Yep.
5:16 a.m. kill.
Oh. Which means he had to be there at least at 5.
Yeah.
You know what?
Kid is committed.
He won. Well, I mean, he did well. So good for him.
He earned it.
He earned it.
And she
made
did
him earn it.
She did great.
She made him earn
great.
It.
He was going to get her no matter what.
So let's take this whole game from the top down. First off, amazing story. I love how you got into it. I love how the kids are into
it's so much fun.
It really is fun. And it's a senior thing. And I love everything about it because it's kids hanging out with each other. They're being creative. Nobody's getting hurt. It's inclusive. It's just, I think everything about it is really good.
Yep.
In Smithtown, it started to take off when Matthew was a senior, and there was an incident the next year in the school parking lot where the Suffolk County police raided the parking lot,
had
the kids hands up, get on the ground. There was a report that there was a child with a gun, and it was just this really awkward, awful situation that pretty much killed Assassin, I believe, in Smithtown. Maybe it's coming back.
I don't know if it's dead or not. I think it's still around, Maria said.
Probably an underground one that's not as widely attended.
But that was a shame. I mean, the cops felt like idiots. But the call came in. They did what they had to do. The person that called it in is the absolute Karen of Karens. And
do you know who it is?
I don't know who called it.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It
would have been great.
It's just a Karen putting an end to it. Terrible. I know that the words sound bad, assassin, kill, gun, but at the same time, it's all in fun.
This is why these kids are weak, because they can't do fun stuff like this anymore.
I don't know. I love the game. I thought it was a great idea and really fun with it. And I mean, also, look how the parents get involved. It's so fun. Now you got a little project to work with your kid.
Yeah.
You know, not,
yeah. Like, some what special I wanted bonding. What I wanted to do this morning, my buddy Dennis did this last year with his son. He was very into it. he was like, just get the hose out. So when she's going to the car every morning, just come out with the garden hose, ready to go, and spray anybody that comes at her.
Oh, my God.
You but Ryan and Riley, like,
you can't do that. We'll be so embarrassed. You can't do that. I'm like, all right. I'm happy that she was able to get him with the body double last night with the friends. And
the body double was such a great idea.
Good.
I love
that. It's a good move.
Yeah.
That was great.
So she's actually slightly relieved. And with me going to the Philippines tomorrow night, she was super stressed about not having me around for this.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's the nice part. It's over with now. She can just live her life
exactly.
Again.
Exactly. I guess they have another round, like just another, you get like another person. And then
so she had to, one of the conversations, you know, this morning, he's like, he's walking away. He's like, oh, wait, who do you have? So she had to give him the name, and now he has to get that girl.
Oh.
You see? You inherit.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that girl.
This kid's not going to sleep for weeks, probably.
Unbelievable. I can't wait to see his parents and be like, your son, let me tell you.
Yeah.
First time I really had interactions with him. Kid's got moxie.
I like it.
He's got work. He's got work ethic.
He's gonna be something.
Yeah.
Mike, I know you love Smithtown politics. This is hysterical.
Please. Tell me.
Got an email yesterday from the Smithtown school president. I guess he's the president, right? Secor?
Superintendent.
Apparently, one of the candidates that is running for Smithtown School Board pretended, or she used, I think it's a she, used the Smithtown Bulls logo on materials that are being distributed. I don't know if it's on the signs or on pamphlets. When asked, she said that she didn't do it. Somebody else must have done it. I'm sure she's lying. Doesn't really matter. I don't think it really matters in the long run, but I thought it was funny that the school actually had to send out a letter reminding everybody that they can't use the school logo. And I saw a Facebook post yesterday. I was dying because the people that are against her were talking about how terrible it was. And I'm like, who gives a?
Yeah, no. So I think your last comment really hits it, Gary, is these people are so polarized. And, you know, I think everybody that's running is probably a good person. They all just think that their idea is right and the other person is wrong. But the emotion that's attached to it.
Crazy. I put Fisher's sign on my lawn because he was a friend. I don't do that stuff.
No, whatever. Right. And we've talked about it, but it's just so polar. It's politics. You know, you see how polarizing it is all the way at the national level. We have that down here. They're not even political parties. It's the human race just likes to fight.
Do we have any?
Know how to get along.
It's great. Do we have any updates on Jackie, Mike? I see you on mute. Are you with us still? I think we may have lost Mike, or he put himself on mute and forgot that he did. He doesn't know how to take it off.
Or he was choppy, choppy.
Yeah.
So maybe he just lost service.
I'm glad you're not on the road because this could have been a disaster if you were in the middle of Pennsylvania.
You'd just
right
have
now.
A monologue.
Would you be able to just
go? No. I was here. Ryan called me. I'm like, what? So when you answer a phone call, it just pauses.
It shows mute. Okay.
My bad.
How's Jackie doing with her campaign?
I mean, very important development. I realize that I will be in the Philippines on election day.
Oh,
no early voting?
So,
no absentee?
So, well, I had to fill out a freaking form and submit it to the office of the Board of Ed to get an absentee ballot, and they're hoping to have it for me by tomorrow before I leave. Jackie's all over it.
Oh, how many of those? So you shared a picture of four of them. By the way, she's obviously the most attractive. I would vote for her in a second.
Is that how we choose school board members?
It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt.
All right.
But if there was somebody that was choosing, she's got that group.
What are they doing? Two of four, or is it one of the four?
So there are two open slots.
Okay.
Two of them are running, Jackie and one of the other women on that picture, the one on the far right, I believe it was, are running for re-election.
Okay.
The other two are opposing.
Are either of them incumbents, or are they both new?
Jackie and the other woman are incumbents.
Yeah, he just said that. What are the Quinnipiac early polls saying?
The girl named Kelly something is running against Jackie, and the other girl is running against the other girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, it's not the top two vote getters.
Oh, okay. I think Smithtown does the top two, don't they?
It's
wouldn't know it.
It's two elections, basically, right? It's two seats are up for Phil.
Okay. Well, she would have my vote. Right. Plus, I know she's awesome, so there's another reason to vote for her.
Exactly. So feel free to dial in. There's a Zoom meeting where you can meet the candidates. I sent that out. Feel free to join.
Can we?
I would love to join.
We could probably vote then, Bob. We'll just pretend to be one of the dead people there.
Yeah, give my father-in-law's name. He's still in the books.
These new people that are running, do we know, since they're new to the board, they want to make a change? What particular is? What's their campaign thing?
No idea. I don't care because I'm voting for Jackie.
And
I'm going to vote for the other incumbent too because I know who she is. She's pretty decent looking herself and has been nice to me when I've seen her. So what the hell?
You know, and that's exactly my point. If the incumbents are doing a good job,
why change?
Why change?
You got to have a good reason to change. Good reason.
You need a good reason. Like, you know, they're canceling the assassin.
So there's your question when you go to the Zoom. It's a great question. To each of those new candidates, what are you going to do? You know, however, not to put words in your mouth, but I know what you just said. Like, why do you feel like she needs to lose this position? Right?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'd like to go on the Zoom and I will give Jackie the questions that I'm going to ask
right
in advance. And then I'll just impromptu ask everybody else and she'll come out with bang.
Like it.
The win. Funny you should ask that. Den Bob, but this is how I would handle this.
I've never met you before, Mr. Bosco.
Don't be a moron.
I'm considering moving to Floral Park. What might my child experience if you are the next board member?
I like it. Did he put us on hold again?
We got Rangers.
I just muted you for a second. That's I'm here.
What did Ryan call about? What's she calling at 12:19 for?
She wants me to call her. She had an AP test. She wants me to call her out for the rest of the day. She only has one class left. It doesn't start till 1:30.
Then Bob would say no.
The senioritis is on.
Then Bob would totally say no.
No more. Not a junior for sure.
She got assassinated at 5:16 this morning. I got to give her a little slack.
100%. Give her some slack.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Trying to see if we get any hot water in the house.
Whoa.
Holy dude. All right, there we go. Water's flowing. Oh, it's hot. Hot water heater works. That's a win.
Nice.
Oh, look what's in the toilet. You want to see this? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Is it a record? Yeah.
Well, you know, you put like Ridex and shit and you drink. Look at that. It grows like some shit. Oh, my.
I think you had it. Is that from your pee?
No, I don't know. Oh, look, it's blowing a bubble. Well, that's exciting.
I think you have kidney cancer.
I think my kidney's in the toilet.
Just keep Holy it there God. For a while. Whoa.
Get a little, ooh, it's got skin on it.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
See, is the tank filling up, guys?
When was the last time somebody was in this house?
Oh, we shut it down in fall, like November.
For the season.
November.
Oh. Why is there no water coming into the tank?
Looks amazing.
All right, we'll do
I like the view outside better, but this does the job.
No, I'm enjoying this. This is such an old-fashioned, typical Montauk house. Ceiling. Look at the ceiling.
Amazing. Yeah, it is like it's the land that time forgot. Classic.
Oh my God!
Paneling.
Have to have that Long Island picture. And everybody that picture? Has that.
Look at the lamp.
Oh,
look at this shit over here.
Beautiful.
Vintage. Everything there is vintage with the piled up beach chairs because that's where you're going to, they got to be quick access. Got to be quick access because that's what you're doing.
Somebody put a TV in front of the fireplace, which pisses me off.
Whoa.
Oh my God. That's just wrong.
Yeah. We'll get rid of that
shit. That's just wrong. You shouldn't be watching TV in Montauk.
And you got this giant window that looks out on the water.
Oh my God. Now, have you ever put this up on Airbnb?
No. I mean, we don't own it yet. So.
Well, whoever owns it, did they ever consider it?
No. I mean, I would absolutely consider it. Actually, I would just do that. Look at the bedroom. It's so funny.
I love it.
What an amazing place. It's magical.
Princess Hall. Look what it says. number one.
Where? I don't see that.
On my shirt.
Yeah, it's not visible.
Seal, Dr. Bima would be wrecking his head in here. Look at this. The ceiling's
perfectly
right here.
Fine to me. I see no issues.
You'd be running around in here like a madman.
I could be doing somersaults and springs.
Yeah, there's the old circuit breaker box that I had to fire up in there. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Oh, man, I'm in love with that place. I really am. I mean, the carpet needs a restretch. If you need somebody, I still got a kicker.
How do you like that flooring?
I don't like Linoleum, it. I love it.
Congoleum, classic, Montauk.
Yeah.
Linoleum flooring. But if you think that the carpet needs a restretch, I know a guy.
It does. I'll call. If I ever have any say in anything, I'll give you a buzz.
No, I mean, I really, you don't even need to, you know, I'll just take care of it. It's part of the open. Oh. You know what I mean? I'll take that hump out.
Then you'll be like, hey, anyone using it this weekend? You know, we did stretch the carpet.
I brought some assistance.
Yep, I know your game. That's all right. We'll figure it out. Anyway.
I love it.
So, just real quick, for those who don't know, I don't want to just mention quickly, this will be my last, this could be my last.
Well, that's right.
Episode ever.
Yeah.
In the United States of America.
Yeah, if you don't get let back in.
If they don't let you back in, or you like it so much that you don't want to come back.
Exactly. I did get a friend of mine who I think was in the CIA once or something, or Naval Intelligence, I saw this weekend, told me to make sure I put the U.S. Embassy number in my cell phone.
Good advice.
What a tip.
Because I was joking with him. I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, have a safe trip, man, you know. And I'm like,
that's
you'll be the
amazing
first.
Tip. I was I'm like, you'll be the when I go to Italy.
Yeah, he's like, I was like, you'll be the first person I call if I get into any shit. And he's like, nope, just call the U.S. Embassy. So he's
that
like,
that is amazing. That is like, an amazing tip. Listen, if all of my years of listening to the Garcast, that is the single best tip I think we've ever been given.
There you go.
When you go to another country, put the U.S. Embassy telephone number in your cell phone.
I got to do that later today. Add that to my checklist.
Oh, my God. At the top. Put it at the top. Now I don't know how I've ever left. I think I want to have the U.S. Embassy phone number in the U.S.
Now, I could see you doing this. You land, you're me. You land in the Philippines. The first thing you do is you call the U.S. Embassy. You just said, hi, this is Dennis Bosco. I'm a United States citizen. I just want to let you know.
I arrived safely.
I'm in Manila. I may call if I need you. Thank you. I could see you doing that.
Just checking in. Just want to check in.
I sent an email to the general email address. Don't know if you guys got it, so I figured I'd call. Too funny.
Well, you know, speaking of long trips, my brother just got back from Singapore.
Is your camera off? Is your camera off, or am I having weird data issues?
It's you, I think. But yeah, we see you fine.
I can see Bosco, but not you. That's really weird.
You might have turned
it
on.
That's another great thing about Montauk. Data and cell phone issues. You don't want to be in touch. You want to be at the end.
Exactly. We've got Wi-Fi in the
house,
right?
That's a plus. Yeah,
my brother-in-law put in Wi-Fi, so we're cheating now.
But yeah, so Doug was in Singapore for a little bit over a week for LIV Golf.
Was he living out some fantasies or something? What was he doing?
You know, just doing some, making some buck, yo. He was supposed to go to Australia, and LIV fucked him over. They didn't get him his work visa to go there. So after that, they went to Singapore, and I think they're pretty close to the equator too. I would imagine he said it was fucking hot as hell. He said it was
palm trees, so I'd imagine it was hot. You know, the weather didn't look ridiculously hot.
Where
I live? Yeah.
Oh, you watched it?
I watched some of it. I really hate it though.
He lives in Florida. He said it was really hot.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of preparing Mike for probably some pretty hot fucking weather.
I don't think we're going to have such good weather. You bringing an umbrella?
Yeah, we'll probably have an umbrella. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think it's going to be just a chance of a shower. I'd rather have maybe a chance of a little bit of rain than it be like 95.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, yeah, no, extremely hot is just as bad as...
But I don't think the boys want to go to the Friday graduation, either one of them.
I don't think anybody wants to go to it.
My mom and my wife want to go to it. And probably Colleen.
Me and Colleen are going to go. I don't think anybody else.
Yeah, it's just Christine and I. So,
yeah.
Oh, and my mom. But Roger and the Maria and Anthony are not not going to be getting up early and going to bed.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll make us breakfast while we're gone. Who knows?
Make you breakfast? What? Where are you staying?
I don't know. They got to do something. We're at a hotel.
In the hotel? No, you got the breakfast.
I know. We got it. They need to do something.
The Hampton Inn breakfast. Right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know. Is that where I'm staying? Hampton Inn?
Yes. You're staying in the Hampton Inn. So I'm going to have to make breakfast.
Yes.
That's going to be that's going to be my deal.
They could make it for you when you guys go to the graduation that morning.
Could happen. But that would be, they're not doing that.
No?
Nah. Nope, it's going to be me when I come home.
King of Airbnbs doesn't know how to use the stove there?
Well, we're going to be at the graduation.
Yeah, but the king of Airbnbs is going to be at the Airbnb, you know? Your son?
I think he's going to come too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, because he's going to likely, so I think he's going to do the work remotely thing. So he figured he can get up early, go to the graduation, and then work the rest of the day and not burn a day and fall behind. So I think he's going to come to that graduation. I don't know that he's going to go to the next one. We'll see. I don't know.
We'll see. I think the one indoors is better because at least that's when you see their name get called and it's can be raining, 100%. Cold, hot. It don't matter.
Right, right. You're at the basketball stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No tickets.
No tickets. No tickets to the first one either, right?
Correct. Because I don't think nobody wants to go to the first one.
And it also fits 80,000 people.
Do you think, I don't know if it's 80, is it? I think they're, but anyway, did you see the Ohio State wacko professor that was like on shrooms?
Oh, he was a professor? I didn't know.
I don't know if he was a professor. I don't know. He's affiliated with the school somehow.
That was insane.
Absolutely insane.
Like, you know, who's doing our commencement address? Do we have anybody good?
Some dude, I don't know who he is. He owns a company, a former grad.
Yeah.
An alum. Not kidding.
Better than raging, they did at Ohio
raging
State.
Liberal. Sure crazed liberal.
I'm sure. Most of them are.
Ayahuasca. You want to see the other house?
Yeah.
100%.
So this is the one we had redone last year because the ceilings all fell in. Wait, I'll start from the outside.
Wait,
I love this house.
Two houses? This is amazing. I had no idea. This guy is like a real estate tycoon. Multiple houses in Montauk.
He does not have Wi-Fi in the other house yet.
See it? So that's the house with the white. Yeah, it's a cottage down here. And then here's the other one.
Love it.
Amazing.
And you don't rent that one out either.
Fucking dude. If I get a vote in any of this, we'll see. No comment. This is recorded. So check this out. I love this place.
Oh my god.
So it's got a little kitchen. Like I would live in here. This is all I need. So you got a little bathroom when you walk in over here. Right? Yeah. Stand up shower. Little sink and toilet, you know. And you got the kitchen.
Let me look at the color of that too.
This is much more cancer too. Yeah, this is much more modern, this one. It's not like the wood paneling and shit. But the ceilings in here are awesome. Look at that. They're like elevated.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah, I have no need for that. But it's nice.
This cottage was built like in 1920 or something.
Really?
Look at this fireplace. So we emptied the aunt's house and they filled it with furniture that they can't figure out what to do with. So don't mind the fucking clutter. This fireplace is awesome. Look at that.
No TV in front of it. Yep.
I like it.
No. You got one bedroom back here. That's all I need. Empty right now. The air mattress. And then we took out a wall last year. Just a big open beach cottage. These windows look out on the water. Space over here.
Wow. So
pretty sweet.
That is pretty sweet. Really, really awesome looking. I love it.
Yeah. Anyway. I will give the commencement speech if you need me to.
That would be great. I would much rather see you do it.
Do you guys remember who yours was?
Nope.
No, I don't remember at all.
Either do I.
Okay. If you gave a commencement speech, what would the subject be? What would you say? Boom. You're doing it.
Oh, man. That you probably just lived the best 4 years of your life. Prepare for disappointment.
It's downhill from here.
I think that would be my theme. It'd be part like shtick, half joking kind of thing. Maybe I'd go with that. Shock the crowd.
but I'd be half serious. What about you?
I think I probably would be very similar, you know? I mean, the subject would be, I don't know if I'd be so glum, but I would definitely start with that.
Yeah, just to get everybody's attention.
Tough to top that, so it's probably downhill from here. And then I might tell I think it was maybe John Candy that told the joke. You know, the my wedding day was the second best day of my life. And then you're supposed to say, oh, you know, well, what was the worst?
What was the best?
Every day after that was tied.
Gar would just be such a curmudgeon.
Oh, my God. So curmudgeon.
I wouldn't want to do it.
I'd be like, that's listen, how you do it.
These are stupid. You won't remember that you even sat through this. It's hot out.
There it is.
Go back to your room.
See, you have the speech prepared. You would totally do that. And it'd be honest. It would be totally honest. I would love it. That's funny. Kids would be like, what the fuck?
Who was that? What?
Well, good for you guys. That's going to be, it's a big weekend for you guys. Congratulations.
You get a big too.
Big for everybody. Yeah, yeah, no, a lot of good stuff going on around these parts, huh?
Yep. What else?
Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Good hockey. The Madison Square Garden is just popping, right? Knicks, so, Rangers every other night.
I don't usually watch the Rangers, but, playoff hockey, I think I'll make the,
keep rooting for those Canes, buddy.
I will say this. You know, when you watch an Islanders game, you have that first line and you're like, oh my God, look how good Barzal handles the puck and look how good the chemistry is on that line. And then, you know, that line makes a switch and you got to wait. You know, usually that fourth line is good too, but then you got to wait again for any action to happen. The player on the Rangers is that good. These guys are so mismatched. They had no chance. They have no chance. They need like not one or two new players. They need like six.
Who, the Islanders?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You watch any team pretty much in hockey. They're younger. They're faster. It's so apparent. It's. I mean, hockey is. What does Pat say? The greatest sport on earth, or whatever. I don't even know what he says, but hockey is awesome, is what he says, right? It is. It is awesome. Yeah. I love Mike. I love MOD. I love you guys. I'll never root for the Rangers. I mean, obvious.
I didn't want that to be what I was saying.
I wouldn't expect you guys to root for the Islanders ever either.
I will say, watching the Canes and the Rangers, you could tell these are two of the best teams in hockey.
Like, Canes,
the pace of play is insane.
I didn't even recognize this when the Islanders played them, but that kid 88 who almost caught an elbow last night instead of. Truba smashed face first into glass instead.
I thought he was dead.
That kid there is lightning. Didn't show in the Islander series, but he is so fast, that kid. Because I think it is.
Aho is terrifying.
There's so many good skaters on both sides. So when you see these games, and watching games out west, then Bob, like these teams, like they don't play defense like we do here in the East.
No, they don't play defense at all.
They are flying up and down, like catching an Edmonton game or something like that. It's completely different. Completely different.
Sebastian Aho, same name, such different players.
Yeah, well, I think we have his brother, don't we?
We have the other Sebastian.
I think it's his brother.
Can't be brothers. No, they're the same
exact
name.
They are the same exact names. Yeah, they're not related, I don't think.
Are they cousins?
That would be really awful if the parents named both kids the same thing.
I think he has.
That's like John Smith.
I think he has a cousin or something, I believe.
Whatever, but he's really, like last night, I was just like waiting for him to score. Like he just kept taking shots. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, they shot scary. Like crazy.
So let's just take a break from that for a second. So you got a Sebastian Aho, and your brother has a kid too. Whoever came first, do you name him Sebastian and say, fuck it, I don't care?
I'm sure it's been done.
I have friends.
Or do you coordinate the cousins' names?
I have friends that, like everybody has a kid named Ben.
Any Dovers?
If they have a boy, they all name him Ben. So everybody has a Ben. Everybody. It's insane.
I mean, Ryan, Riley, and Reagan, you clearly picked those names because of the way it rolls off the tongue when you say the name with Redmond. Clearly, the planning shows. A cousin? Do you think that you claimed those names from everybody else in the family? Would there be another Ryan, Riley, or Reagan?
He's talking to somebody now.
Oh, we got a special guest? Yeah. Another guest?
Oh, the guy's talking. He put us on mute again.
We're on mute. Well, I will go on to say that I stole the name as well. My cousin had a Christopher Thomas, and I was like, you know what? I wanted that name.
Yeah.
I'm taking it. Fuck it. Don't really freaking care.
I agree.
No, I just remembered one, probably because I don't like to remember it. My buddy James lives in Hawaii, has a son named James Adams. And his brother, who's like 8 years younger than us, had a child. Now, soon after his father passed away, who was James Adams. Well, he decided to name his son James as well. So they're first cousins.
Yeah.
And their names are James Adams.
So not so.
So there you go. I do know it. There you go.
So I think with a name like James, you can't claim a James. I really can't name a Chris either. I mean, it's pretty common. But I would think that if somebody took one of your names, Mike, I would take exception to it. I'd be pissed. I think that your daughter's name should be off.
I hear you. Okay.
Through second cousin. I don't think you could go. I think second cousin would be eliminated too.
All right. Sorry.
That's the way I'd roll.
Shout out to the Sebastians.
Yes.
To the Ajos. Good job.
I wish we had the good one.
your mother's an Ajo. We got any emails there, Gar? I'm going to need you to read them.
Oh, let me see. We didn't this morning.
I think I got a tip that one was coming in.
Yeah.
I got to get off here soon, too. There's a Guar email. Oh my God! It's
crap! I was just about to say I gotta go soon.
Jeez, I can't even read it right now either. Hold on, this sucks getting old. Let me make it bigger. Control.
You guys want to give me access? I can read the emails.
Nah. I'd rather people suffer through mine. All right. From Guar. Is this the same email? Ever. Yeah, pretty much.
It is.
All right, Garmados. First off, my last email was indeed the shortest email I have ever sent to the hallowed halls of Garcast. Emailed him. it actually made me want to try and make them shorter in general and just more frequent.
Yes.
I feel by the time I send one, there's so much I want to say that it stacks into the usual Guar novel. I will try anyway, and will probably fail. Ha 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 ha. It's not terribly long, but it's not short. For this email, it will be particularly tough to keep it short, as last week's episode was awesome. Bolded, capitalized, exclamation point. Wow, is it really awesome?
Take the feedback.
Okay.
I like it. Thank you.
I feel it was almost a sneaky great episode, like a Rod Carew-esque episode, just slowly building the whole episode until you have an all-time great. Good stuff, my Garfellas. So, despite having so many launch points from the last great episode, I will stick to one. Dembob's take on showing dominance in regards to appearances. When hitting the job interview circuit.
All right.
I especially like that he used dominance as the term, even though Gar didn't think it was accurate. And while I get that, it harkened back to an earlier Garcast talking point in the before times when subjects like showing dominance in bathroom stalls or dropping a deuce at work were prevailed. So...
That's a great callback, and I remember that episode.
Do you?
That's excellent. Yeah. You would take a dump at work, but not flush. It's a show of dominance.
That's great, a good callback.
I like it.
So here I have a take as well. Back when I was finishing my PhD, I applied for a postdoctoral fellowship at the DOE National Lab. Ooh. These were pretty competitive because you basically outline to the lab what you want to work on for the next 3 years. And if your proposal is selected, you get $1 million to do what you proposed. Wow, that's sick. Basically a dream job. I eventually made it down to the in-person interview where they flew in 10 candidates and would pick two. Now, Mike, let me flash back here. Did he have the beard growing and all that stuff back then? Or
I haven't known him any other way. Variations of the same.
All right. So I think I kind of know where we might be going here. I really wasn't expecting to get the gig, but I was just hoping that they liked me enough that I could turn it into a job. When I was about ready to head to Washington to present my proposal and be grilled, the professor I worked for at Cornell told me, okay, these old fuddy-duddy types that you don't want to ruffle feathers with, so you should shave your mohawk off, there you go, for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity just in case. You don't want to upset anyone there with your appearance. I disagreed and remembered telling him, hey, I'll come dressed perfectly in a three-piece suit, but I'm not shaving my mohawk to get a job. Ooh. Then Bob doesn't agree. I could tell by his face already. If they don't want to give
By the way, this is the commencement speech that Guar would give. That's what I just thought of.
And I also want to reiterate, and I know that it may be obvious, but it grows back. It grows back.
I agree. If I was his dad, I would have told him to shave it as well. But hey, it's him. So I can't argue it either. I wouldn't tell him what to do. It'd be my recommendation. All right. Anyway, continue on. If they don't want to give this job to a Mohawk scientist, then I don't want to work for them. He, of course, told me I was crazy, but F it. I rolled in with the Hawk, dominated my interview despite it, or maybe because of it, and landed the gig. He won $1 million.
Oh, he won it. The story took a turn.
Okay. Not as sure as I promised. I told you it would be tough. But love you guys and keep on killing it as you always do. Guar.
All right. Good email. Great email. I don't think it's $1 million.
He got the gig. He told you can't, me. Led, right. he
Maybe
led
it was
me
a million-dollar opportunity.
But you can't blow that on like hookers and blow. You got to like spend it on science. You
know maybe that's right. How.
And he had to hire a staff and buy equipment.
Is that when AIM was started, maybe? I don't know.
That was the villain origin story of AIM.
Yeah, I think it's well before. He was working at Los Alamos, running down conspiracy holes.
Mm.
That's a great story. Thanks for writing that in. I really, that was excellent. He brought back one well-written letter.
Commencement really speech. Awesome.
That was really good.
All right. Andy Shaw sent an email. I know.
Ooh.
It's always important to see the subject line. Tip your caps.
Makes you think. I love the way he does that. And that was a great pause, too.
Thank you.
Hold on. Tipping. Tip my cap.
I when I see that, I kind of think back to us talking about tipping hotel staff last week, but I don't know where he's going with this. So we also have graduations coming around for a lot of our kids. So greetings and salutations to all of Guar Nation. Wishing everyone well, but I did want to call out Matt Bosco and Nick DeFelice on their upcoming graduation. Congratulations to them on this milestone. Enjoy the moment in time. And to Dennis and Gary, I envy you for no longer having the tuition bills, but I don't envy the stage of sending the kids off. They grow up fast. Well said, loyal listener, Andy Shaw. Thank you, Andy.
That was that echoes very, very true. It strikes a chord as we hear it. 100%.
Ben Bob's done this already. It's kind of just so, I don't know, just got kind of going through this for the first time with Nick now. It's kind of really like, it's a good moment. For us as parents and for them, like, because you remember back, that's something you remember really well was your college graduation. It's such a great accomplishment. And you're ready to go off and really become like a full adult now. It's just weird.
No, it's definitely a transition. So it's my second one. And I came dangerously close to being an empty nester as Christopher is leaving now. You do such a good job, they don't need to live with you anymore. It's like the reward of doing a good job is they leave you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's the reward for being a solid parent is not necessarily that great. because I like to have them around.
Yeah, you know what though? They'll be back.
You know, and it's funny too. So Matthew is scheduled to live at home. However, he has not gotten his final assignment.
Do you think that I was thinking about this week? Do you think that means he got a job somewhere else? He just doesn't have the heart to tell you yet.
Could be. And he might have told Colleen because she keeps saying things like, you know what? Let's save this for Matt when he gets his apartment.
Yeah. This no assignment thing is, trying to call bullshit 2 weeks ago. I didn't want to be nice.
So I snapped back at Colleen and I did it like a couple times. Like, why would he need it for his apartment? He's living at home. Why are you saying that? But maybe.
Would she keep the secret from you?
Breaking it to me.
Would she know and keep the secret from you?
100%. People lie to me all the time because I react so poorly. You can't tell me the truth. You got to like present it to me in little snippets so that I can kind of get used to it and not act like a jerk.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm setting in dehumidifiers. We're done already. Boom. Can't we still kick ass?
Are you you going to head right back home now?
Yeah.
So, Mike, what's your itinerary? You're leaving.
Before I go, we got a 4 o'clock haircut today.
Okay.
I got to pick up my pesos from the bank tomorrow.
Mm.
I got 5,000 pesos.
Did you have to order them? Specialty?
Yes. You got to go to the bank. You get a deal. So it was $100 for 5,000 pesos.
Are they coin or is it paper?
I'll let you know when I get them.
Oh my God. Imagine it's coin. What like a pain in the ass that would be.
A big Filipino piggy bank. and then going to the airport like tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Go in the whatever the hell lounge. I made myself a frequent flyer member. And hopefully take off at 1:49 as scheduled and land in Manila 16 hours and 50 minutes later.
Wow. And then
wish me luck.
And then it's some soccer. Hopefully
one of my first moves is finding a bar, which sounds like it might be tough, in Makati at midnight, Saturday into Sunday to watch Forrest get a W.
Wow. Well, please text the keep us updated in Discord. We want to see how you're doing. Do you have
all over it.
Movies downloaded? Do you have a plan for what you're going to watch yet?
According to the business class thing, they have a ton of movies and shows, so I didn't download shit. I'm no gamer geek. I have no idea how to do that.
You don't have Apple, but you can download a show like if the series on Plex you wanted to watch, you could actually download it in advance, I think, and watch it.
Well, hopefully the Wi-Fi works. I have that Plex app work. I watch from my phone.
All right, good.
So, all right, I'll let you guys wrap it. I got to go. Jumping in the car.
I got to go
as well.
Great
job as usual, Mike. I love the meeting. What you do. You could host from anywhere. Really amazing.
You could see the water behind me. I'll give you a quick view. It's good to have this last view before I leave the country forever.
Yeah.
There it is. Look at that view.
Next show.
The only
we
thing
might
missing
have...
from that view is me sitting in one of those chairs.
You and a cocktail, baby.
He's going to move in the other house.
Which Chase Lounge do you want? Here you go.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm taking the second one.
All right, boys. All right, you guys wrap it up properly.
I'm wrapping. I got to go to work.
Oh, go ahead. All right. I'll talk to you. Oh, you can do it officially.
Yeah, so let's go. Until next time, be garrific.
Gar out.
Have a great day.
Talk to you from the Philippines, boys.
Peace.
About the shape I'm in, I can't say I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't
ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Understand, he said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.